What work has been done on the consequences of Britain coming out?
That will be the debate of that referendum, subject to holding the referendum in 2017 or whenever it can be held. That will be what the debate will be about.
But surely some consideration has been given in the Foreign Office as to what the consequences would be for Great Britain were there to be a vote in favour of coming out.
The job of the Foreign Office is to work on those priorities I was talking about earlier. The agreed programme of the coalition government. It is a full programme of work on Europe, as that's why colleagues and officials here will test it. Perhaps I should let them test it.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Some of these questions.
I don't think any of us doubt it.
It's a very full programme. That is their job. The judgment about consequences of leaving the European Union is for political debate in the future at the time of a referendum. And of course the Prime Minister addressed this in part in his speech when he gave a brief analysis in the speech of the Norwegian relationship and the Swiss relationship with the European
Union. Well, he dismissed them both,
didn't he? He pointed out the disadvantages of those relationships. He made clear in his speech why he would like to be able to argue for Britain staying in the European Union on the basis of a new settlement. So, of course, in all the references that he made to the single market and the advantages of being part of that single market, he's also pointing to the disadvantages of any separation from that. So such considerations run through the Prime Minister's speech, but an analysis of the merits being in or out of the European Union on an improved basis is for the political debate, for the political parties, for all concerned, to present to the people in a referendum.
And not the responsibility of the present government?
Well, the present government is proceeding with the present government's policies. The commitment to a referendum is for a future government.
But that doesn't include any examination of the economic or political consequences of an out answer in any future referendum.
Well, the very hard-working and dutiful officials of the government will analyse what we ask them to analyse. But I very much ask them to continue on this work of free trade, setting the multi-annual financial framework, making Europe more competitive. That's their job.
Well, we're all in favour of that. But as the answer to my question, yes, no such work, considering the implications of Britain's withdrawal from the European Union, is being carried out at the moment.
We're not doing a preparatory exercise at this moment for withdrawing from the European Union. The government is engaged on all those things. The Conservative Party is presenting its proposals for the next election.
Thank you.
Bob Ainsworth.
So it's the job of the civil service to analyse what you want them to analyse and only what you want them to analyse, and you don't want our vetoing, our preventing, our discouraging any analysis of the consequences of our withdrawal from the European Union.
Well, one thing to add to this question and some English questions is we are also engaged, I should have mentioned, in a huge analysis at the moment. Now, the balance of competences review, which is in the first of four semesters, which is analysing in enormous detail the role of EU competence, the effect of EU competence across every area of our national life. And that will come to a conclusion in 2014. That will help inform the debate. That's the right analysis to be conducting, I think.
Right. Isn't the question that I nor Mr. Campbell were effectively asking of you? You are effectively, you are preventing, or you're discouraging, or you are refusing to have the analysis done of whether our withdrawal, of the consequences of our withdrawal.
It's open to anybody to conduct such analysis, a committee, a
but
think
not,
tank.
But not the civil service.
The job of the civil service is to work on the agreed priorities of the government, and that is what they're doing.
Right, okay, and that alone.